Hello everyone, I hope you're doing great. Today I want to talk to Lona and Yekta. They want to talk about space. Let's get us started. Hello.
Hello teacher.
Hello teacher.
Great, so are you ready to talk about space?
Yes.
So, first of all, Lona. Lona, can you tell me a little bit about the planets? How many planets do we have in Milky Way?
We have 8 planets and 1 star that we call it Sun.
Great. So, and tell me more about one of the planets that is very, very far from the other planets. What do we call it?
We call it Pluton. Pluton, it's far of the other planets, but it's in the solar system. And it has 1 moon too. The name is Charon. And some of the scientists say that Pluton is the star. But now that we know, it's not a star because the stars don't have moon.
Great, thank you so much. Yekta, you please, can you tell me more about one of the planets that we can live on it?
Yes, that planet we can live on it is the Earth. Because in the Earth is oxygen and water and something to we eat. And it's not so hot and it's not so cold. And it's the only planet the humans can live in. And maybe in another planet it was so hot and so cold. And maybe in the other planet we don't have oxygen and water and something to eat. And the biggest planet is the Jupiter. And we have 8 planets. And the coldest planet is Neptune.
That's right. Thank you so much, Yekta, for explaining your information. Come here, Lona. Lona, could you please talk about a little bit about the stars that we have in Milky Way, the hottest one, the biggest one, and their names also?
In the solar system, we don't have the biggest one. We have the smallest one, that is Sun.
For example, around of the Milky Way and a little bit come into the solar system. The stars are a little bit more than the Milky Way, have a little bit more stars than the other ones. And for example, we have to say that it has 30 stars in the Milky Way, but the other ones, for example, they are 20.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay, Yekta, could you please tell me a little bit about Mars? That I think predict some of the scientists predict that the people they can live on Mars after 10 years. It means 10 years later, the people they are able to live there and they have access to the oxygen and water. Do you agree?
No, because maybe. It's be 10 years later and we can't go to Mars and live there. Uh-huh. Maybe it don't be water, oxygen and another thing.
Okay, so it's something probably happened. It's not, you are not sure about that.
Yeah.
So Lona, could you please tell me a little bit more about the Milky Way, that how many stars does the planets have, and which one is the nearest one to the Earth, which one is the farthest one, which one is the biggest, hottest, and etc.
we have called the Milky Way. The name is Milky Way because it has a lot of stars, and if we look it that, if we look it in so far, it's white because it has too many stars. And the planets, some of them, for example, the Jupiter have one star that is a little bit nearer to it that no one knows that the name it's what. And the nearest star, it's a star that the name is Neptune, that the Neptune is the nearest star to the Earth that it have. It have, for example, I can say 100 kilometer, 1 kilometer near than the Earth, but some of the scientists say that it's not a star, it's just so far, but some of them say that it's near.
Thank you so much, dear student Yekta and Lona. You give me some information that I will use them in my life. Thank you. I really appreciate it, and good job.